This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Jennifer Chang. I am the Director of Customer Success here at Yup, which is an education technology startup based in San Francisco. And I'm also the author of The Startup's Guide to Customer Success.
Jen, how are you involved with user adoption?
I'm involved in all aspects of user adoption, from working with customers to collaborating with the product and engineering teams to create a very smooth onboarding experience, to even collaborating with the marketing and sales teams to align customer expectations early, which will help shorten the first time to first value. I think what is so beautiful about user adoption is not only are you helping customers figure out their footing, but you're also becoming their trusted partner and advisor to help them reach their goals.
Jen, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think the biggest successes for me have always been revolved around developing internal champions, sometimes purposely, and sometimes it just happens very naturally. And just to see how excited people are for your product and how excited they are to tell other people is really, really amazing. I remember that there was one moment where my colleague was presenting at an education conference. And during one of the Q&A portions, one of our customers came up to the mic. It was completely unplanned. They had no idea what they would say. And they told everyone a story about what our product meant to their school and her sons. And I mean, this is all to go to say that finding internal champions early and often is key to user adoption. As for one of the bigger challenges, I would say it's the layers and the attention spans. So I work in the education technology space, and more specifically the tutoring space. So we help students better master concepts in math, for example. And that means we have layers, multiple layers of customers, from the principal to the teacher to the student. And each of these personas has a different goal. And what makes it more challenging is when some of these goals clash. So for example, I think we can all relate, for when we were students, we wanted to get our homework done as soon as possible. However, our teachers wanted to make sure that we understood the concepts and could ace the test later on, make sure that the scores, our overall test scores when we did state testing or anything like that, would be as high as possible. But sometimes those two goals clash in terms of how we can provide that user adoption experience. I think something that I talk about in my book when it comes to this is, you know, customer experience and user adoption, customer success, has all had a major shift in the last couple of decades due to essentially, basically, everyone just stepping up their game and realizing how powerful setting up your customers for success is. I think customers are no longer just buying just things, but they're buying experiences, whether that's just a vacuum or, you know, going to Disney World or anything like that. I think this is an incredible challenge for our teams, but you know, I love a good challenge. And if it's for the customer, not only does our work benefit, but also benefits all of us as fellow consumers.
Jen, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think what advice I would like to share is continue to champion the customer at your company, which happens actually to be the subtitle of my book, but I think it's so important. This includes sharing customer feedback when you get it to your product, your marketing, your sales teams, participating in brainstorms so you can be that customer advocate in the room when the customers aren't there, and also not being shy to have a frank conversation with the customer on how you and your company can serve them better. Because after all, they know the customer pretty well. And I think what user adoption teams do is absolutely, absolutely vital for the company and can be an engine for not only revenue, but also user growth and satisfaction. So always remember that, because you're doing amazing work and everyone really values you, the company.
Jen, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So there's a lot of really great resources out there, including mine. So my book, The Startup's Guide to Customer Success, is available in Kindle and paperback on Amazon.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.